Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hi, and welcome back to episode 164 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia. And what would you say if I told you that all your beliefs are made up? Are you challenged by that idea? What do you think about that, like all of your beliefs? I know some of you are going to be like, well, I believe there's a roof over my head right now. How's that made up? Or I believe in gravity. How's that made up? Over the course of today's conversation, 164 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast, I'm going to really show you how all your beliefs are made up and why, if you actually believe that all your beliefs are made up, it is going to be the way to make you happier, to make you healthier, to make you more confident and have more self-love, which I think everybody wants, right? Including you. So thank you so much for being here on this podcast. It is really a great honor to have you participate here, to hang out with me, to listen. I hope that you get so much value out of these podcasts. I'd love to hear from you. You know, the best feedback that you can ever give me is to like, subscribe, to share this podcast with people that you love. But if you want to give me some direct feedback, I would love to hear from you. Why not shoot me through an email at loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au, or you can send me a voice note or a text message on WhatsApp, +61 403 981 597. Catch me on the socials. I'm sure that you can find me in all the places. I'll put all of those in the show notes down below so you can find out where to connect with me. It's pretty exciting, actually, because we're coming up towards the end of the year. You know, we've only got, what are we now? 12 days until Christmas. Does that mean you can start opening those little advent calendar things? Is that when you do it? You do it today? Super exciting. Only a few, like not even 2 weeks left until Christmas. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you some holiday hack kind of survival guide videos. So our podcast episode next week is going to be about surviving holidays. Then I'm going to do a bit of a reflection for that weird kind of time between Christmas and New Year's. I'm going to offer you a podcast whereby you can reflect on 2023. Experiential experience kind of podcast. I want you to come with a journal and a notepad, something along those lines, for you to be able to take some notes on reflection on what it's been like for you in 2023. Where did you start? How have you finished? You know, what have you learned? Who have you become? We're going to do a whole bunch of that in the week between Christmas and New Year's. And then, of course, inevitably, in our first episode back for 2024, we're going to do a whole setting you up for 2024. Now, I'm not a big New Year's resolution kind of person because I'm often setting goals for myself in life as I go along, right? So I believe that we can transform at any point in time. Any day can be a Monday. Any day can be the new year. And I appreciate that there's some element of like, oh, the old year is gone and the new year comes in. But that's a belief too, you know, that's arbitrary. Yes, there is some kind of energetic of like ending it. But back in the day, there was only 10 months in the calendar. The Roman calendar only had 10 months. October was the 8th, October as in ocho, as in octagon, as in octopus. It used to be the 8th month. Don't ask me which ones we don't have anymore or like that were added. I don't know. But October being 8, in Spanish, 9 is nueve, which is November. 10 is dies. If you know Italian, it's dieci, I think, which is 10, December, right? So all of it's made up anyway. So our idea that like the week is going to end or it's now a Monday or it's the end of the year is quite arbitrary. Useful because you can start afresh if you feel like you want to. And so what I'm going to be talking about in the beginning of next year's episode is around how do we set ourselves up for the kind of 2024 that we want? Not necessarily with resolutions, but how do we become the people that we want to become in 2024? And if you've done the work on the episode around the end of the year, which is going to come out in a couple of weeks, you can then have a look at, well, what am I leaning forward towards and what am I becoming in 2024? You know, where are my priorities mismatched? Where am I not looking after myself the way that I want to? We're going to find the gaps in your 2023 and the years before that and actually move you into the, you know, filling those gaps, bridging those gaps into 2024. I know that so many of you are feeling like there's more to life than what you're currently living, or more to you. You know that you're feeling you're playing small, you're holding yourself back. There is something more that you want to give to this world, or certainly something more that you want to be. You're sick of feeling negative all the time. You're sick of holding yourself back. You're sick of feeling lost. You're sick of hating on yourself. You're sick of feeling tired and fatigued, not really having that sense of purpose in your life. And if that is you, if you're at a place where you're like, I don't want to keep making all the same mistakes that I have made over the last however many years, I want to be confident. I want to be self-assured. You know, if you are feeling that you want to be someone who can go out there and live your life free, without the limitations of your negative self-talk, without your limitations of holding yourself back, without those insecurities and your self-doubt, then 2024 is the year that I think that we should work together. My coaching books are open right now, and I only take 10 clients every 6 months. Yeah, so right now my coaching books are open and they'll close by the end of January. So by the end of January, I've already got some clients already booked in now out of those 10. So I really highly encourage you, if you're thinking about working with me one-on-one, then go ahead. There's a link in the show notes for you to find out more about what coaching with me is like. Perhaps it's not one-on-one coaching that you're thinking, that you're leaning into. Maybe you want to do some group work and understand your psychology and the mindset more specifically and structured rather than the intensity of one-on-one. Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and 2 will be coming out in February. So there's also links to that in the show notes as well. The thing is, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you've gotten value from this content in terms of a podcast, can you imagine what it's like when I work with you personally? Like level one, claim your confidence. Every single week, you get to open questions on me. You get to have the moment live calls with me once a week. You get to hang out. You'll get the content. And then you get to ask me any questions that you want about the content, about your mind, about what you're experiencing. It's a beautiful opportunity to get some, you know, kind of sneaky on the side one-on-one coaching. I can give you advice live on a call. And then moving into level two of Claim Your Confidence, which comes after level one, you get two live calls with me a week and full support and access to me during that period of time. So whether or not you want to come hang out with me for 6 weeks and do some level one stuff to learn about your fear and your self-doubt, to learn about how to deal with your emotions and heal some of that body image stuff. Maybe you want to take it even deeper and learn about your passion and your purpose and learn how to set boundaries and communicate with level two. Or you want to go the whole hog and you really want to work with me one-on-one. That's by application only. I need to make sure that we are a match and that I can help you. And that's what we would do on a power call. We'd hang out, have a conversation and see whether or not, you know, what might work for you. So please feel welcome to go click the link in the show notes, find out what's going to work for you. Maybe it's a course, maybe it's both courses, maybe it's coaching, maybe it's all three. Maybe the beginning of 2024 is you like absolutely hammering it for you. Maybe that's where you want to go. Go check out the bits and see how you go, because 2024 is fast upon us with only 2 weeks left of 2023. And I want you to make your 2024 spectacular. And really, very often it comes down to the choices that we make. And it's interesting because how our choices are made, how do you think? Why do you make certain choices? You know, maybe there is a habit that you keep doing that you know is not great for you, but you keep doing it. Maybe it's reaching for those potato chips late at night. I don't give a crap if you eat potato chips, by the way. No judgment by any stretch. Maybe it's not going for the walk or exercising when you think that you want to. Maybe it's continuing to people please and saying yes to people when you don't necessarily want to. There are behaviors that you're doing, choices that you're making on a regular basis that you don't seem to be able to shift, right? The thing is, all of our choices and behaviors stem from our beliefs. All of them. That's why we're doing them. Let's think about it. So if think about it, for example, if somebody believes that they are worthy, they won't stay very often in a crappy relationship, right? If I believe that I'm wholeheartedly worthy and I go out on a date and that person treats me like crap, I'm not going to hang out with them again, you know, let alone be on the date anymore. But in the reverse of that, if I'm someone who doesn't really believe in myself and somebody who thinks that I'm not very worthy, the belief is that I'm not valuable, I go out on that date and that person shows me a bit of attention and they ask me out again, even if they treat me like crap throughout that, I am more likely, far more likely to continue to go out with that person. It's the same with all of our decisions. So, you know, if I'm someone who wholeheartedly believes that I am fit and healthy and strong and I value my health and energy over everything, I am more likely to exercise or to work out, to train. I am more likely to eat healthier, fresher food. I am more likely to get better sleep. I am more likely to put things in place that make my life healthier and stronger and fitter. But if I'm someone who doesn't believe that, who thinks that I'm not particularly enough, or that if I believe that it's not for me and I can't have that, then I'm far more likely to treat myself badly. It's the same deal, right? Whatever you believe about yourself is going to lead you to certain choices. And the certain choices that you make when you don't love yourself, when you hate yourself, when you have low self-esteem, when you don't think that you are enough, they are going to lead you to more destructive behaviors. You are going to hang out with people who don't treat you very well, like I just said. You are going to make choices around your health and well-being that are self-destructive. You are more likely to go down the path of drugs or alcohol or addiction, alcohol consumption. And I don't even mean extreme. I just kind of mean like you're more likely to scroll your life away. Yeah, if you don't believe that you're worthy and valuable, you're less likely to invest in yourself. You're less likely to make the choices that might go, hey, I need to, rather than going out to dinner every night this week, I am going to spend that time and energy on journaling and looking inward and speaking to myself. Or rather than going on a holiday in 2024, I'm going to spend that money investing in my well-being and hire a coach, because I want to be different. I want to have a different experience and I deserve it. And it can be a bit tricky with that, right? Because you're sitting there going, well, I don't deserve it. I don't think I do. So I'm not going to do the things that I need to do in order to change my beliefs. And that's why it's so important for us to understand our beliefs. So, so important. And particularly the work that we're going to do in the next few weeks in the podcast to the end of this year, it's going to be a chance for you to reflect. And we do beliefs work in my courses. We do the beliefs work in my one-on-one coaching containers. And if you've just been in the Magnetic Confidence free container that we just ran in the last couple of weeks, you would have experienced that as well. I do run free trainings fairly regularly, like at least a couple of times a year. So keep an eye out for that too. If you're looking for a bit of a taster into what I'm all about, that gives you more of an opportunity of what's it like to actually work with me. I know you're here hanging out with me now. I want to give you an example of a client of mine who many years ago, I first met her when she was less than 30 days sober, right? So she was sober, I think maybe 20 days or something. And she wanted to get to 90 days before we worked together. And we'd had a bit of a session and she realized the benefit of being able to, for us to work together. And she wanted to get to 90 days. And after 90 days, she contacts me and says, I want to invest in you. I want to invest in myself. And so she did. And she came on board with me as a one-on-one client. And this is, we're talking probably maybe like 10 years ago in my coach training. As you can imagine, I'm a much more skilled coach than I was back then. And yet we still got amazing results for her back then as well. I remember this point in time and I said to her, we're probably about halfway through, maybe we're four or five sessions in. And every single time we rocked up to the session, no matter what approach I took, no matter which direction I went in, she would just come back to this conclusion that I'm a piece of garbage, that I'm poison, that I'm toxic. By the way, those are not the words that she was using. They're a lot more not suitable for work, shall I say. Her belief around herself was that she was worthless. And so no matter what direction we took in, she had this core belief. So in order for us to create change, if she's got that core belief, we can't. There is no room for change if she was holding on to that belief that she is a piece of garbage. Let's go with that. She's a piece of garbage. She believes that she's a piece of garbage. Now, how can anything else change around that in terms of her behavior, in terms of the way that she is existing in her life, in terms of the way that she thinks about herself? How can she ever love herself if she is still got this belief that she is a piece of garbage? And for her, it's fact. So what I want you to have a think about for yourself. I said to you in the very beginning of this podcast, all your beliefs are made up. We have convinced ourselves that our beliefs are factual. Factual. That they are unequivocal and there is nothing that you can do about them. It's simply not true. If you have a belief, like my client did, that she is a piece of garbage, now, how is that factual? And she would rattle off all the reasons why. Everything that she'd done when she was drunk, everything that she, you know, the way that she treated people. She gave me examples from her childhood. I'm sure that you could about your self-worth as well, right? But she's missing a whole bunch of other things. She's not talking about the great work that she's done with her child. She's not talking about the way that her friends perceive her, that she's not talking about her generous heart. She's not talking about her art. She's not talking about her creativity. She's only talking about the crappy parts of her, right? So then how can it be factual? If you are only looking at it from one angle, from one perspective, if she's a piece of garbage, well, was she born a piece of garbage? And I asked her that. Were you born a piece of garbage? She's like, well, no. And I'm like, well, okay, when did you grow out of that? When did you stop being a beautiful baby and started becoming a piece of garbage? And if at some point in your life, I said to my client, if at some point in your life you were not a piece of garbage, then how is it factually true 100% that you are a piece of garbage now? How did that happen? And no matter what angle I went in, like I said, she didn't want to move. And so I said to her about halfway through these sessions, I said, you know what? I don't think that I can help you. And she was shocked. And it was a brave decision for me on my behalf. I said, I'm not sure that you want to change. She said, well, what do you mean? Of course I want to change. I said, no, you want change, but you do not want to change. You have this belief that you're a piece of garbage and you are not willing to see if there's any possibility of doubt in that. And we left the conversation and I asked her to really think about it. And she came back to our next call and she goes, this belief is true. And I said, okay, what if it wasn't? What if this fundamental belief that you have around your worthiness, that you think that you're a piece of garbage, what if it wasn't true? Is there any level of possibility that that belief that you think is fact unequivocally, you think that that belief is fact, is there any possibility that that might not be 100% true always? Listen to the language that I'm using here, and I want you to apply it to your own words here, your own beliefs, because you have a belief that is holding you back. You have many beliefs of like, I'm unworthy, I can't do that, I will never be successful. I want you to doubt that. I want you to challenge the beliefs that are holding you back. And ask yourself, is that 100% in a court of law unequivocally true? Can you prove it with no shadow of a doubt? And when I said to my client, is it possible? Is there any possibility that it could, might not be true? She said, well, I guess maybe it could be possible that it might not be true. And in that instant, my friends, everything changed for her. Everything. Because what was really solid before in her, completely immovable, now all of a sudden became a potential change. We didn't need the window to be cracked very open. We didn't need the roof to blow off. I didn't need all the doors to be open. I just needed a tiny crack in the window. Just a tiny one. enough for an insect to get through, a bug to get through. That's all we needed in order to create a shift. And I want you to do that with your own beliefs, your limiting beliefs, the beliefs that are holding you back, the beliefs that say, I'm not enough, that I'm unworthy, that I can't do this, I'm not important enough, I have no value, I'm a piece of garbage. If you have any beliefs like that, I want you from today to doubt them. I want you to doubt those doubts that you have about yourself. Because the second that you do and go, well, what if it wasn't 100% true? Because tell me, what then happens? What happens if it's not 100% true? If you being unworthy is not 100% true, then it means that there's some other room for percentage of some other thing. Maybe you are worthy. Maybe you are valuable. Maybe you could change. And now all of a sudden your mind gets moving. If you've listened to episode 163 last week when we talked about our mind and our language creating our reality, if you wholeheartedly, unequivocally, doors are shut, no more information coming in, think that you're unworthy, then that is all you are going to see in the world. But even if we have just a whisper, even if we just have a taste, even if we just have a crack in that window to suggest something else, then everything can change for you. Because now all of a sudden you're bringing a different possibility. Let's have a look at what a thought is. A belief, rather. Let's have a look at what a belief is. A belief is a repeated thought with perceived evidence that you hold to be true. A belief is a repeated thought with perceived evidence that you believe to be true, right? That you hold to be true. You have a thought, you've repeated it lots and lots of times. You have got perceived evidence towards that, and now you think that it's fact. That's what a belief is. Let's have a look at the Santa example of this. Now, okay, if there's any kids listening, parents, you might know what I'm about to say right now, so you might want to make some changes to the audio. That's your warning. Let's look at Santa, for example. Most of us as kids believed in Santa. Unequivocally, like it was fact. It was fact that on the 25th of December, a magical being from the North Pole got in his magical sleigh with a magical sack full of toys that magical fairy, elves had been making all year. And he used his magical reindeer and he traveled down every single chimney, even if you didn't have one, to every single household across the entire globe in one night and delivered gifts. We believe that. We believed in the magic wholeheartedly. And we saw evidence for it, right? We saw Santa at the mall. We saw pictures of Santa. When we woke up on Christmas Day, there were presents from Santa. Even if maybe you grew up in a low socioeconomic household, it's pretty likely that there still would have been something from Santa. The night before, you would have put out cookies and cookies and milk for Santa, or beer or carrot for the reindeer, whatever. And in the morning, it was gone. Wow, Santa did it. And you wanted to catch Santa. And sometimes you did catch Santa. And even when there was lots of evidence that was contrary to that belief, like, why are there two Santas in this mall? Or, that doesn't look like the normal Santa because it's your Uncle Jerry who's dressed up and he's not quite jolly enough. Even when you might have caught your parents putting Christmas presents underneath the tree, they could lie to you. And you would believe it because you had a thought that was repeated. You had a thought that was repeated, and then you had evidence, perceived evidence, that then you had held it to be true. But at some point in time, my friends, you discovered that that thing that you thought was 100% factual was actually not. And the magic disappeared, and we all became awful humans. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What I'm saying here is that you've done this before. You have changed your beliefs before. And maybe for you, learning about Santa not being real was traumatic. Maybe you don't even remember it like me. I don't particularly. Maybe for you, you never believed in Santa because you were the youngest, right? And so your family told you about it. Your brothers and sisters told you about it a lot. a lot sooner than your parents would have. But here's what you got to understand, that if you have a belief that you think is fact, you're going to look for evidence for it, even when there's evidence to the contrary. If we go back to my client who believed that she was a piece of garbage, even when she had all this evidence that suggested that she was worthy and valuable and loved and kind and generous, she ignored all of that and only paid attention to the evidence that supported her belief. And her belief was, I'm a piece of garbage. So when we go back to even last week's conversation, if you haven't listened to it, go ahead and do that, that our language creates our reality. What she was focusing on is what she was getting. She believes she's unworthy. She believes that there's no evidence to the contrary. So she actually ignores all other evidence. But the second that we start to like, maybe that's not entirely true, all of a sudden, all the magic gets revealed to you. You know, if you're a Harry Potter fan, they would often say, or in any of the fantasy films like Twilight or whatever, they would say that, you know, magic is in the world all the time. It's just that the humans don't want to see it. So they ignore it. They're like, oh no, that's, you know, we see a rainbow and that's, you know, that's not leprechauns. That's just light refraction, you know, and maybe it is. But we limit ourselves by what we think we should believe or what we think is fact. So what I want you to do in order to change your beliefs, first we need to understand them. First we need to know them. So I want you to pause this podcast, if you can, or come back to it later, or even just ponder them around yourself. And I want you to journal or reflect on these questions, because we want to know what your beliefs are about yourself. Because if you don't know what beliefs you have about yourself yet, how do you know whether or not they're true or real, and whether or not they're harming you or helping you? It's pretty likely that if you have unconscious beliefs, that those unconscious beliefs aren't going to be very helpful for you at all, because our mind's default is negative. It's a whole other conversation, right? But just finish these sentences out loud or on the paper. I always. I never. I can't. I can only. I am. Society is, my family is, I must, life is, my life is, my worth, my business, my body is, relationships are, money is, success is. I want you to go ahead and maybe skip back and listen to these again and take some more time to actually journal on them. Because what we're doing here is figuring it out. Like if you go, I always, I'm going to give you a random example here. A close family member of mine will often be something along the lines of, you know, I'll say something around, oh, I'm looking for this specific thing in the shop. And she goes, oh God, you'd have to be lucky. And I'm like, lucky I am. Right? I have a belief that I'm lucky. I'm always guided. I'm always loved. These weren't always my beliefs. If you look at it, like I never will be successful. They're the kind of beliefs I used to have. The kind of belief was I always fail. I always let people down. I am not enough. I must keep other people happy. Life is unfair. These are the beliefs that I held in my life for a very long time. And as a result of that, I got shitty results because I made poor choices, right? I made choices based on those beliefs, and those choices led me to not having great outcomes. Change our beliefs, change our life. So what I want you to do here is just figure out, is it working for me? Find out your beliefs first and then see, are they working for me or not? And if they're not, we want to work about challenging those beliefs because they're all made up. So if all our beliefs are made up, we may as well make up ones that serve us. We may as well make up ones that get us somewhere, right? Let's remove the ones that do not serve us and embed new ones that actually do, because that creates a different reality for ourselves. Honestly, it's always such a joy to be here and to hang out with you and to offer these learnings and teachings here on this kind of space. It's an absolute pleasure and joy to be here with you. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your time. I'd love to hear from you. As I said, shoot me an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. If you are curious about the coaching, you're curious about courses, you're curious about working with me in 2024, go ahead and let's have a chat. In some way, shape or form, go check out the info that's down below and maybe let's jump on a call and see whether or not any of those possibilities are for you in 2024 to make it the year that you doubt yourself no more. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. I hope you love you too. And in the meantime, my friends, happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think the coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.